Researchers from the DNR and UW-Madison looked at about 10 years of data on wolves going after livestock. The study's key finding is that while gray wolves are found in much of the northern third of the state, only about 10% of Wisconsin in northwestern counties and a few pockets near Lake Superior have a high risk of the wolf attacks. Adrian Trevis heads the Carnivore Coexistence Lab at the UW. He says the findings should be good news for farmers, wildlife managers, and policymakers.
Because we no longer have to think that these attacks on livestock could occur anywhere there are wolves. We now know that it's a rather restricted area, so we should be able to focus our efforts.
Trevis says in the high-risk areas, there's a perfect storm of a lot of pasture land, being about 10 kilometers from wolf pack ranges and rather far from forests. He says data from the first years studied helped predict 88% of later incidents. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.